see the game in the best light with Transitions Adaptive Lenses, the official eyewear of the Cal Ripken World Series. Whether you're in the stands or on the field, Transitions Lenses will enhance your view. They are clear indoors and seamlessly adjusted.
Team Canada versus Team Japan in the first game of these two teams' Ripken World Series appearance here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Rich Gerber as we get set for first pitch just around the corner here at the Nationals Park here at the Ripken Complex. It's going to be Team Canada versus Team Japan. Well, Team Japan, defending champions three times in a row. So they look to defend their title here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as they get set for their first game against Team Canada, who comes in and with the same ambitions and hopes in this one. We'll take you through lineups quickly here. As for Team Canada, Team Canada is going to be the visiting team on the night here in Aberdeen, and it's going to be Lucas Freyres. He's going to play center field. Melvin Lorenzo is going to play second base. Michael Brisson is going to be the extra hitter in this contest. And at third base, hitting fourth is going to be Matt Doberthen. And in left field, hitting fifth is going to be Ben Gagnon. And the catcher for Team Canada this evening, batting sixth, is going to be Aiden Macaris. At first base, hitting seventh, is going to be Caitlin Ross. And the eight hole for Team Canada playing shortstop is going to be Aiden Rose. And in the ninth spot is going to be the pitcher Sean Graves. And rounding things out for Team Canada is going to be right fielder Ryan McFarland. And on the other side for Team Japan, it's going to be leading things off playing third base is going to be Yosei Okamoto. He'll be the leadoff hitter for Team Japan this evening. And at second base, hitting second is going to be Kotaro Akaki, and he'll play second base. At hitting third for Team Japan this evening, playing catcher is Hiroki Yoshihara. And in the fourth spot, playing first base for Team Japan this evening is going to be Shota Nozaka. The pitcher for Team Japan this evening, hitting fifth, is going to be Yosaki Kanaki. In his center field, batting sixth, is going to be Yuki Sakuri. In the seventh spot for Team Japan this evening, playing left field, is going to be Teo Hayashi. And in right field, batting eighth, is going to be Yuki Ito. And rounding things out for Team Japan this evening is going to be Shoma Shikasta. He'll play shortstop for Team Japan. Well, first pitch just around the corner here at Nationals Park in the Ripken Complex here in Aberdeen, Maryland. As for Team Canada, from left to right on your radio dial is going to be Ben Gagnon in the left field, Lucas Freyres in center field, Ryan McFarland in right field. At third base is going to be Matt Doberthen. At shortstop, Adrian Rose. Second base is Melvin Lorenzo. And at first base is going to be Caitlin Rose. And the catcher, Aiden Macaris. The pitcher for Team Canada is going to be Sean Graves. And now we are going to listen in to team introductions as first pitch just around the corner here. Team Canada getting introduced first.
Melvin Lorenzo. Number 19, Michael
All back at National Park. First pitch just around the corner here as Yosaki Kawanaka takes the mound for Team Japan as Team Japan tries to defend their title for the fourth straight year here here in Aberdeen. Team Japan have been pretty dominant the last 3 years with those three worldwide championships. But Team Canada comes into Nationals Park looking to defend or looking to break some of those dreams from Team Japan. As both teams begin their journey here, both managers meeting out at home plate with the umpires this evening. And behind home plate this evening is going to be Jim Newborn. At first base is going to be Dave Masser. And in rounding things out for the umpires this evening at third base is going to be Jim Birkins. As these umpires well honored here at Aberdeen, as it's a big honor for all umpires and all coaches and all players to be here at the Cal Ripken World Series. Umpires finishing up their handshakes. Now Team Japan takes the field. His first pitch just around the corner here. A beautiful, clear skied afternoon here in Maryland. For all those worldwide, we thank you for listening as SFMSports.net thanks you for tuning in. Clouds in the distance, trees in the background. From left to right on the field, it's 215 to left field, 262 to dead center field with a huge wall out there in center field. The scoreboard is in right field, and the right field line measures in at 215. As Kawanaka finishes up his warm-up pitches here for Team Japan around the field, it's going to be in left field. It's going to be Taiyo Hawashi. In center field is going to be Yuko Sakurai. In right field is going to be Yuki Ito. At third base is going to be Yusei Okamoto. At shortstop is going to be Shoma Shikasta. At second base is going to be Katoro Akaki. At first base is going to be Shota Nozaki. And the pitching is going to be Yosaki Kawanaka. And doing the catching for Team Japan this evening is going to be Aroki Yoshihara. Team Canada looks to come in and win game one here in Aberdeen, as due up for Team Canada is going to be center fielder Lucas Freyas, second baseman Melvin Lorenzo, and the extra hitter for Team Canada this evening, Michael Brisson. As this one is just about set to get underway. These two teams playing in game one, their second game is going to be on Sunday, August 10th. As Japan will be at National Park at 3 o'clock p.m. and Canada will be at Cal Seniors Yard at 3 p.m. as well. But first, we got a game to play here. As these youngsters living a major league-like dream. Japan sporting uniforms that have Japan on the front in blue letters trimmed in red. Their numbers also in red trimmed in blue, as those jerseys are all white. White pants, white tops. Team Canada sporting a black top with red letters and gray pants with a red trim and black trim. A lot of new additions for all these teams here at Aberdeen, as several of these teams getting new uniforms, getting new equipment. Fun time for these youngsters, to say the least, as we finish up the warm-up pitches here, and this one's just about set to get underway. Again, the field umpires tonight are going to be Dave Master at first base. At third base is going to be Jim Birkins. And behind home plate is going to be Jim Newborn.
Lucas Freyers.
Lucas Freyers comes to the dish here looking to get a hit. This one just about set to get underway. Kawanaka will set and deliver. As the left-hander takes quite a lengthy release, and he'll fire that one up high, and that's going to be ball one. This one underway just after 12:30. 12:36 official first pitch time. As Kawanaka sets and delivers, it's swung on and missed for strike one. Well, Freya stands in from the right side. A speedy leadoff hitter for Team Canada. As Kawanaka, the left-hander, sets and delivers the 1-1 pitch. That one's going to miss outside for ball two. A 2-1 count to Team Canada's leadoff hitter, Lucas Freyas. Freyas playing center field this evening. Kawanaka, the left-hander, will set and deliver. That one's going to be swung on miss for strike two. Well, Kawanaka has a lengthy delivery, if you will. Steps his foot back off the back of the rubber and sets much like you see in the MLB. His left-hander now will set and deliver with that long, lengthy delivery. And he delivers the 2-2. It's swung on a miss for strike three. Team Japan picks up an early strikeout here. And that's going to bring second baseman Melvin Lorenzo to the dish for Team Canada.
Stepping into the batter's box is number 10, Melvin Lorenzo.
Well, just to finish up that thought on Kawanaka. As that long delivery, he holds his glove over his head as he looks into his catcher. Sets himself and then delivers, as he does here, to Team Canada's second baseman. That one's going to be in there for strike one. Fans out in right center field as there's a grandstand out there and several fans around the concourse here behind us. As Kawanaka sets and delivers, that one's drilled into right field. Back goes the right fielder. He's not going to get up with this one. Lorenzo's going to trot over to second base. He's going to hold up there as he delivers a one-out double for Team Canada. Well, that one just over the head of Yuki Ito out there in right field, as he was playing pretty shallow. And that one, it drilled over his head, rolled to the fence. out there in
now
right center field. And
19, Michael
Lorenzo
Brisson
has a double for himself, and now it's going to bring up the extra hitter for Team Canada, Michael Brisson. As Kawanaka will now go from the stretch. He looks in to his catcher, Yoshihara. Kawanaka, the left-hander, sets and delivers. That one's going to miss in the dirt for ball one. Lorenzo holding up at second base. Yoshihara doing a nice job behind the dish to block that one. One away here in the top of the first. Kawanaka, the left-hander, will set and deliver. That one's going to be grounded over to short, and it's going to be out at the shortstop. As he tries to go back to second base, but not in time to get the third out. But a nice line drive from Team Canada's extra hitter, Michael Brisson. But an even better play from Shikasta, the shortstop for Japan.
Next up for Team Canada is number 15, Matt Doberthien.
That one's officially going to go down as a L6. That's going to bring up the fourth hitter, Matt Doberthien. Doberthien playing third base for Team Canada. As now Kawanaka will step off the back of the rubber and reset. Lorenzo leads off a second with two away here in the top of the first. Kawanaka, the left-hander, will set at the chest and deliver. That one's going to miss low for ball one. Team Japan will come to the dish in the bottom of the first as they look to put up a few runs. Team Japan trying to defend their fourth straight world championship. Lorenzo leads off a second. Kawanaka will set at the chest. Look back to second, now deliver. It's going to be lifted into center field. Back goes the second baseman, overcomes the center field, and that one's going to fall as Team Canada is going to score the first run of this game. The throw over to second base is going to be not in time. So Doberthien delivers a two-out RBI single and advanced over to second on the throw. Not sure if that one's officially going to go down as an error or a hit.
Stepping
as the right fielder Ito and the center field Sakurai came both in on that one, second baseman as well as Aki. But they could not come up with it. So Team Canada leads this one 1-0 early on. As Kawanaka, the left-hander, sets, looks back to second. Sets at the chest and now delivers the first pitch to Ben Gagnon, and that one's going to be in there for a strike. Excuse me, that one's going to be outside for a ball. Gagnon, the left fielder tonight for Team Canada. Doberthien off a second. Kawanaka sets and delivers. That one's right down the middle for strike one, for strike two. So no two count, says home plate umpire Jim Newborn. Kawanaka will set, look back to second at Doberthien. Now he'll deliver. That one's going to be in there for strike three. So Team Canada puts up one run off a Matt Doberthien single. As Melvin Lorenzo came around to score the first run of this game, Team Canada leads this one 1-0 after the top of the first. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. All back here at Nationals Park in Aberdeen, Maryland, inside the Cal Ripken Complex, as Team Canada gets an early lead 1-0 in the top of the first. As Melvin Lorenzo came around to score off a Matt Doberthien single to right field. One fell in kind of no man's land. Well, for Team Canada this evening, it's going to be Sean Graves. He's going to be the right-handed pitcher. Doing his catching, his battery behind the plate is going to be Aiden Makaros. Makaros, a pretty tall catcher. As for Team Japan, it's going to be Yusei Okamoto, the third baseman that digs in first.
Leading things off for Team Japan.
Sean Graves, the right-handed pitcher,
will
set at the chest. Going from the stretch, and he'll deliver. That one's going to be in there for strike one. A nice pitch by the short pitcher, if you will. Team Canada, not as lengthy as Team Japan. But that does not matter here. As Graves, the right-hander, sets and delivers. That one's going to be lifted into left field. That one's going to get down. It's going to roll all the way to the fence. Okamoto is going to trot into second base easily as he leads off the bottom of the first inning here with a double. A nice swing from Okamoto as that pitch on the outside corner drilled it into left center field, went with the pitch. Good to see at this age group especially. Oftentimes see that at the major league level where they're able to go with pitches the other way. So it's good to see at a young age. Akagi will dig in here for Team Japan. Graves, the right-hander, sets and delivers. That's going to be strike one. Kataro Akagi, the second baseman tonight for Team Japan, digs into the right side. Graves looks into his catcher, Makoris. As Graves will step off the back of the rubber and reset. Okamoto over there on second with a decent lead. As the shortstop, Adrian Rose, and second baseman, Melvin Lorenzo, hold him on. Graves, the right-hander, sets and delivers. That one's going to miss outside for ball one. 1-0 game here at Nationals Park. As Team Canada leads this one in the bottom of the first. Team Japan looking to defend their fourth straight world championship title. Akagi awaits the 1-1 pitch. That one's going to be in there for strike two. Team Japan not necessarily agreeing with that call from the home plate umpire this evening. But nonetheless, it's a 1-2 count. Graves will set at the chest, look back to second, set and deliver the 1-2. That one's going to miss low in the dirt for ball two. The runner's going to advance over to third, and the throw is not in time. So Okamoto advances over to third on the wild pitch. Team Japan has a runner on third with a 2-2 count to the Team Japan second baseman, Akagi. Akagi awaits the 2-2 from the right-hander, Graves. He'll set and deliver. That one's going to miss up high, and the count's going to go full. Well, Team Japan, no stranger to putting up a lot of runs in games. Especially here in Aberdeen. Graves, the right-hander, sets and delivers the full-count pitch. That one's drilled down the left-field line, but it's going to go foul, and the count's going to stay full. A nice swing there from Katoro Akagi. Akagi going with that fastball and drilling it down the left-field line. That one just foul. A hit here would score the run for Team Japan. As Akagi awaits the full-count pitch from Sean Graves. Graves, the right-hander, sets and delivers. That one's going to miss outside for ball four. So Akagi trots down at two first base. Okamoto stands on third. And Yoshihara comes to the dish for Team Japan.
Now batting number 13, Hiroki Yoshihara.
Hiroki Yoshihara, the catcher this evening for Team Japan. We'll see what Team Japan elects to do here with Akagi over at first. We'll see if he tries to steal to get out of the double play situation. Graves, the right-hander, sets and delivers. The runner does indeed go to second. No throw down there. So it's going to be second and third for Team Japan with no one away here in the first. Yoshihara looking back to his coach over there in the dugout. He gives some signs to him, and he will dig back in to the left side here. Graves, the right-hander, sets and delivers. That one's going to be missed just off the outside corner. The count's going to be 1-1. Eighteen teams come in to Aberdeen, Maryland, sharing the same dreams of being crowned the world champion. As Sean Graves for Team Canada sets and delivers. That one's going to be drilled into left center field. It's going to get down. This is for sure going to score two, as the left fielder Gagnon has trouble fielding it. And that's going to be a no-out double, two RBI double. For Yoshihara. Yoshihara just went with that pitch. Saw the same thing with Okamoto. As now we're going to have time for Team Canada, as Team Canada's pitching coach is going to come out to talk to Sean Graves. Aiden Makoris, the catcher for Team Canada, also comes out to talk to him, as Team Japan now leads this one by a score of 2-1. Well, Sean Graves pitching well, the short right-hander for Team Canada. Has some pretty good velocity on his fastball and has a lot of good off-speed. Looks like a changeup. As the youngster tries to stay positive here. The good thing about this age group, unlike the major league level, when a team gets down, they're definitely not out of it. Yoshihara leads off of second base. Nozaka doing the hitting as he digs into the right side. Graves, the right-hander, looks back to second. He'll set and deliver. Runner breaks for third. A ground ball over to short. Rolls up with this one. He'll fire over to first for the first out of the inning.
Shota Nozaki. Up next is number 14, Yusuke Kawanaka.
So Yoshihara advances over to third on the ground ball as he was off running before the pitch. Nozaka goes 6-3, and there'll be one away for Yusaki Kawanaka, the pitcher this evening for Team Japan. Yoshihara off a third. Graves, the right-hander, looks into his catcher. He'll set at the chest and deliver the first pitch. That one's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Kawanaka, a lengthy left-handed hitter, stands in there with that bat almost straight up and down. Graves will set and deliver the pitch up high. That one's going to miss, and it's going to be a 1-1 count. Well, that one, an intentional pitch there to try to get Kawanaka to chase after a high fastball. But Kawanaka not biting for that one. Yes, Kawanaka awaits the 1-1 pitch. That one's also going to miss up high, and it's going to be a 2-1 count. Up next for Team Japan is going to be Yuki Tsukuri, center fielder. Team Japan leading this one at 2-1 with one away in the bottom of the first. Graves, the right-hander, sets and delivers. That one's going to be grounded back up the middle for a single. In comes Team Japan's run, and it's going to be 3-1. That one's going to get past the center fielder Freyes out there as now the runner goes over to second base. And they'll still be one away in the score now, 3-1 in favor of Team Japan. Yoshihara coming in to score on that one. As Kawanaka knocked a single back up the middle, advanced over to second base on the air from the center fielder, Lucas Freyes. Freyes having trouble fielding that ball out there in center field. A little different surface here at National Park versus some other parks these youngsters have played on, all turf. As the first pitch is going to be thrown and the runner goes down to third. That throw is going to be into left field. But a wise move by the shortstop Adrian Rose to go up and back up that one. So Kawanaka advances over to third on the stolen base. But will be held up there. Sakurai digging in from the right side. Graves looks into his catcher, Makaris. He'll set and deliver. That one's going to be lifted into center field. Over goes Freyes. He'll camp underneath this one. He'll make the catch. The run should score here as the runner takes from third base. And Team Japan is going to lead this one 4-1 with two away in the bottom of the first. Kawanaka into score. And Sukurai delivers a sacrifice RBI fly.
Number 7, Teo Hayashi.
To the center fielder, Freyes. It's going to bring up Hayashi. Taiyo Hayashi, the left fielder this evening. He'll take the first pitch low. That one's going to be in the dirt. And the count's going to go to 1-0. Pretty good crowd on hand here for both teams. Team Canada traveling pretty well. It's family and friends all along the fence out there in the left field. Team Japan has a fan section over in right field as the 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike. 1-1 count with two away. Team Japan leads this one 4-1. Due up for Team Canada in the top of the second is going to be Makaris, Ross, and Rose. And Sean Graves, the right-hander, sets and delivers the 1-1 pitch. That one's going to be grounded over to third. A tough play, a nice play by Doberthien. He'll fire over to first for the third out. A nice play over there by the third baseman, Matt Doberthien. Had kind of a short hop, picked it up, and made the nice play over it to first in time. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. Stay tuned as we'll head to the top of the second inning. Team Canada will come to the dish.
Every game of the Cal Ripken World Series is being scored by Game Changer. This means that you, your family, and friends back home can get all of the tournament stats, scores, and live play-by-play on your laptop, tablet, or...
Aiden Macris, Caitlin Ross, and Aiden Rose due up for Team Canada here in the top of the second inning as Team Japan leads this one by a score of 4-1.
Leading things off,
Team Canada putting up a one run in the top of the first inning.
But
Team Japan will respond with four of their own in the bottom of the first. Team Canada still smiling. A lot of game left to be played. As Kawanaka, the left-hander, will set and deliver the first pitch to Macris. That one's going to be lifted above our heads, and it'll go foul, and the count's going to be 0-1. Big stage for these youngsters. Possibly a little bit of nerves in both teams, but having fun as well. As Kawanaka, the left-hander, sets and delivers the 0-1. That one's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. A good off-speed pitch there by the left-hander. Got the hitter Macris to go out and reach for it. Team Canada's catcher awaits the 0-2 pitch from the left-hander. Kawanaka will set and deliver. That one's going to be just off the outside corner for ball one. Jim Newborn doing the umpiring behind the plate tonight. In the field at first base is Dave Masser. At third base is Jim Birkins. As Kawanaka with that long delivery will set and fire the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be swung on and fouled. Nice at-bat here by Macris. Macris doing a nice job there to stay alive on the off-speed pitch. Kawanaka will set and deliver the 1-2. That one's going to be grounded through the left side past a diving Chikosta. And Macris delivers a huge single for Team Canada here in the second. Well, a nice play over there by Shoma Chikosta, the shortstop for Team Japan.
Stepping into
dove on a hard ground ball from Macris.
Caitlin Ross.
Macris hitting that one too hard. That's going to bring Caitlin Ross to the dish. Ross, the first baseman this evening for Team Canada. As Macris leads off of first, Kawanaka will now go from the stretch. He looks over to first. He'll set and fire the first pitch. A base runner down to second. The throw down and in time to get the out. A nice throw from the catcher, Yoshihara. It's Yoshihara with a nice throw down there for the first out. An even better take by Chikosta. As Macris caught stealing on that one. One away and Caitlin Ross awaits the 0-1 pitch. Squared around a bunt on that one, but could not lay it down. As Ross will set or wait the 0-1 pitch, and now it's going to be 1-1 as that ball misses outside. This one underway just after 12:30 Eastern time here in Maryland. Team Canada and Team Japan. As Kawanaka sets and delivers the 1-2, and that one's going to miss low. Excuse me, the count's going to go to 2-1. Caitlin Ross, the seventh hitter tonight for Team Canada. Team Canada batting 10 as they have that extra hitter in the third spot. Kawanaka doing all the work so far for Team Japan as he looks into his catcher Yoshihara, gives him the head nod, and now will set and deliver the 2-1 pitch. That one's going to be grounded over to first. A tough play for Nozaka. He'll flip on over to Kawanaka for the second out. That one going to go down as a 3-1. Nice play by the first baseman and pitcher. A little PFP action. Two away here in the top of the second.
Now batting number
Japan
four.
Japan leading this one by a score of 4-1. Aiden Rose, the shortstop, will now dig in for his first at-bat. As Kawanaka will look into his catcher, give him the head nod again. And set and deliver the first pitch. That one's going to miss low in the dirt for ball one. action down in the Team Japan bullpen. As a new pitcher gets warm here in the second. Kawanaka doing a nice job so far. But with a lot of games to play, Team Japan electing to save a few pitchers possibly, as that one is going to be drilled to the right side, but it's going to go foul. And the count's going to move to 1-1. A lot of action around at the Aberdeen Cal Ripken Complex this weekend, as things just getting underway here today. Kawanaka will set and deliver the 1-1 pitch. That one's going to be in there for strike two. Well, Aiden Rose, the shortstop, still sporting a smile here. Good to see from the young shortstop. As Kawanaka, the lengthy left-hander, will set and deliver the 1-2. That one's going to miss just off the outside corner for ball two. On deck is Sean Graves. As Graves looks to get a little revenge of his own. Rose awaits the 2-2 pitch from the left-hander. He'll set and deliver. That one's going to be lined into right field. It's going to be caught by a first baseman, Nozaka. A nice play from him. Is now Team Canada's coach taking his glove away. Good to see them still having fun here, but a 4-1 ball game as we'll head to the bottom of the second inning here at Nationals Park in Cal Ripken's complex. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net. Yuki Ito, Shoma Shikasta, and then Yusei Okamoto do up here in the bottom of the second inning. As Team Japan leads this one by a score of 4-1. Graves out for his second inning of work. As the right-hander will set and deliver the first pitch. That one's going to be in there for strike one. Well, Graves doing a nice job in the first inning, locating his pitches, especially his off-speed. Team Japan just putting a little power underneath it, driving it to all gaps. As Graves will set and deliver the 0-1. That's going to be in there for strike two. Ito, the right fielder this evening for Team Japan.
Number five, Yuki Ito.
As Ito awaits the 0-2. That one's going to be grounded over to short. A tough play for the shortstop, Rose. He'll fire on over to first and is safe over at first. A nice play by Adrian Rose, the shortstop from Team Canada, is now his third baseman, Doberthing, going to go over and give him some knucks. That was a tough play for the shortstop. A little backhander back up the middle. Had a range to his left, made a nice play, and came up with a quick throw. Over to his first baseman, Caitlin Ross. As Ross holds on the runner, Ito. Graves will look over to first, now set and fire the first pitch to Shikasta. That one in there for a strike. Graves coming out throwing strikes in the bottom of the second inning. As Ito leads off of first. Shikasta the hitter. Graves the right-hander looks in to his catcher, Macaris. Macaris gives him some signs, and now Graves will set and fire on over to first. The pickoff attempt not in time.
In the box for Japan.
First base umpire, Dave Masser.
Shikasta.
Rolling that one safe. Ito got back just in time. Graves sets and fires. Runner breaks for second. The throw and not down to second base as Macris had some trouble dealing with that ball on the pitch. So Ito advances on over to second with a stolen base. Team Japan not afraid to steal. They've stolen that second and third base pretty much every time they have a runner on. As Graves, the right-hander, looks back to second, now will set and deliver a curveball. That one's into left field. Gagnon up with this one as the runner Ito is going to score. As he gets the green light to come around, and this one's going to be a 5-1 contest. As Shikasa delivers a RBI single through the left side. Ito comes around to score on the Shikasta single through the left side.
Number 15.
Just past Adrian Rose and Matt Doberthy over there in the left side of the infield. As Gagnon had a little trouble picking up that ball. Graves will fire it over to first, but not in time to get the runner Shikasta. Well, I mentioned before about the turf field. The infield here is all turf. The plate is dirt and the mound is dirt. But the outfield is real grass. As Graves, the right-hander, sets and delivers. The runner breaks for second. The throw down is going to be not in time. And Shikasta easily in with the stolen base on that one. Wind's starting to pick up here at Nationals Park. As we're in the bottom of the second. Team Canada getting that run in the top of the first. Team Japan getting four in the bottom of the first. And one here so far is that one's going to be in the dirt for ball two, and the runner's going to advance over to third. So there'll be a runner in Shikasta over on third base for the leadoff hitter Okamoto. As Okamoto deals with a 2-0 count here. That one's going to go down as a pass ball. Graves sets and delivers the 2-0 pitch. That one's going to miss off the outside corner, and the count's going to go to 2-1, 2-1 count to Team Japan's leadoff hitter. Okamoto awaits the 2-1. Shikasta leads off a third. Graves, the right-hander, sets and delivers. That one's going to be grounded back to Graves. He'll look over to third, now firing over to first for the out. And a nice play from the pitcher. Graves doing a nice job to look Shikasta back over at third. And fires on over to first in time to get Okamoto. Team Canada with some action now down in the bullpen.
Now batting number two, Kotaro Akagi.
So one away here and a runner on third base, and that's going to bring up Akagi. Sakagi awaits the first pitch. That one's going to miss outside for ball one. Okagi in his first at-bat eventually came around to score as he reached on a single. The 1-0 pitch is going to be in the dirt for ball two. Well, Okamoto with the double in his first at-bat. Grounded out to Graves, the pitcher, in a second at-bat. And Akagi looks to drive in another Team Japan run here. 2-0 count to Team Japan's second baseman. Graves sets and delivers. That one's going to miss just outside for ball three. 3-0 count with one away. Shikasta stands over on third. As Graves, the right-hander for Team Canada, will set and deliver the 3-0. That one's going to be low for ball four. So Akagi draws a walk, and he'll reach the base pass for his second time this evening. First and third situation here, as I'd have to imagine Team Japan are probably running on this one.
Japan is number 13, Hiroki Yoshihara.
As Yoshihara comes to the dish for Team Japan. Yoshihara with a double back in the first. As Graves, the right-hander, sets and delivers. Runner breaks for second. It's going to be a pitch-out. Throw down to third base, but not in time to get Shikasta over at third. A nice job by Macris, the catcher for Team Canada, to throw down to third base to try to get Shikasta sleeping. But Jocasta back in time. So Akagi over on second base with the stolen base. Jocasta stands on third. And Yoshihara awaits the 1-0 pitch. That one's going to be lined into right field. No, a nice play from the second baseman, Lorenzo. He fires on over to first, but the runner's going to be out. He's going to be safe. A tough call there for first base umpire Dave Masser. That one was a bang-bang play. Lorenzo with a nice job to range over it to his left. Picked it up off a one hop. Couldn't get the speedy runner in time as Team Japan scores another run. Runner breaks for second here, and the throw not going to be there. So Yoshihara over to second base on a stolen base.
Now
as Kagi stands
six,
over on third following the Yoshihara ground ball. Jocasta comes around to score. His Team Japan leads this one 6-1. Grays the right-hander, sets and delivers the 1-0 pitch, and it's going to be low for ball two to Shota Nozaka. Nozaka grounded out to the shortstop Adrian Rose in his first at-bat. So he looks to pick up a hit here. As Nozaki awaits the 2-0, that one's going to be low in the dirt. For ball two, 2-1 count to Team Japan's first baseman. Graves, the right-hander, sets and delivers. That one's going to be outside. A nice stop by Makaris on that one to prevent the runner over at third base from scoring. As now Makaris smartly electing to call time here to go and talk to his pitcher, Graves. Action still down in Team Canada's bullpen. As this one's a 6-1 game. The World Series has come to Aberdeen to play. Now follow all of the action with sfmsports.net on social media. We'll have scores, schedule updates, video, audio content, interviews, and fun facts from Aberdeen. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at sfmsports.net. Graves ready to deal the 3-1 pitch here to Nozaka. He'll set and deliver. That one's going to be low for ball four. And so the bases are going to be loaded for Yusaki Kawanaka, the pitcher, for Team Japan.
Now batting number 14, Yusuki Kawanaka.
Akagi stands on third. Yoshihara stands on second. Nozaka stands on first as now Team Canada is going to come out to the mound. We'll see if there's a pitching change here. As Graves going to give up the ball. Still smiling. That's the key importance of this entire World Series. That these kids have fun. It's a high stage, high performance, high level, high stress situation for all these youngsters. But the most important thing is to have fun. As the ...6-1 game here in the bottom of the second inning as the new pitcher is going to be Kalen Glockson.
Straight game.
A straight switch here as Glockson is going to come in for Graves here to try to relieve some of the damage for Team Canada. Glockson, a lengthy right-hander. As he tries to get out of a bases-loaded jam here for Team Canada. Graves doing a nice job for Team Canada. Had a lot of good pitches, including his off-speed. I was pretty impressed with those off-speed pitches. Located them nicely, got some Team Japan hitters to go and chase them. But Team Japan able to line a lot of hits back up the middle and to all gaps here at Nationals Park in Aberdeen, Maryland. Glockson finishes up his warm-up pitches. is to the dish for Team Japan is going to be Yusaki Kawanaka, the pitcher still for Team Japan. We'll see if he comes out in the top of the third inning. Is Team Japan a threat always in this Cal Ripken World Series? The one at the last 3 years. Action down in at Team Japan's bullpen. As Glockson, the right-hander, will look in to his catcher, Makaris, with the bases loaded jam. Akagi stands on third. Yoshihara stands on second. Nozaka on first. The first pitch is going to be in there for strike one. A nice pitch from the right-hander. That one had a lot of velocity on the fastball. Kawanaka, in his first at-bat, reached on a single to right center field as the 0-1 pitch is going to be delivered. That one's going to be lifted foul, and the count's going to go to 0-2. Well, these two teams are playing again on Sunday as Canada will head to Cal Seniors Yard at 3 o'clock, and Japan will stay right here and face the Dominican Republic. As Glockson, the right-hander, sets and delivers, that one's going to be lined to the left side, but it's going to go foul, and the count's going to stay at 0-2. A nice job by Kawanaka to fight that one off. There's a curveball coming in on that one on the outside corner. Now the field umpire, Jim Birkins, is going to ask for time to go and get that ball. And so it's pretty close to play, and we'll resume here shortly. As Team Canada's catcher, Aiden Makaris, goes out to talk to his pitcher, Glockson. As they're getting on the same page with some signs. Yoshihara over there on second base, possibly picking up on some of those signs, so Makaris smartly electing to go out there and give him a few more. As Glockson will set and deliver the 0-2, it's going to be lifted foul just above our heads, and the count's going to stay at 0-2. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Team Japan leads this one by a score of 6-1 as they have the bases loaded here. The right-hander sets and delivers the 0-2. It's going to be grounded through the right side. This one's for sure going to score one. The second runner coming around to score is the right fielder McFarland. We'll throw this ball back into the infield as Team Japan picks up two more runs and leads this one 8-1. Akagi comes around to score as well as Yoshihara.
Now batting number 11, Taiyo Sakamura.
As Nozaki goes over to third base and Kawanaka stands on first. Sakurai digs in to the box here. Had a sac fly and an RBI back in the first inning as he scored Yoshihara. The first pitch is delivered up high. That one's going to be foul tipped to the right side, and the count's going to go to 0-1. Well, due up for Team Canada in the top of the third inning is going to be Sean Graves, Ryan McFarland, and then the lineup card will turn over for Lucas Freyas. As Team Canada looks to put up some runs, runner breaks for second. The throw down to second is not going to be in time. It's going to get into center field as around comes Nozaka to score, and Team Japan leads this one by a score of 9-1. So Kawanaka picks up the stolen base over at second and then advances over to third on the throw into center field. Team Japan's center fielder looks in to drive another run here as the 0-2 pitch is going to be in there for strike three. So a strikeout for Glockson. And then they'll be two away. A substitute hitter here for Team Japan. As they'll be two away here.
Now batting number 12, Koki Hasegawa.
That's Koki Hasegawa. Digs in here with the runner over on third base. Team Japan leading this one at 9-1. These two teams and all teams here at the Cal Ripken World Series playing six innings. As the first pitch is delivered and it's swung on and missed for strike one. Oh, Hasegawa subbing in for Hayashi. Hayashi the left fielder, so we'll see if Hasegawa goes into left field. As Glockson sets and delivers the 0-1 pitch, that one's going to miss outside for ball one. Standing over on a third base is Kawanaka. Kawanaka 2-for-2 this evening. As the 1-1 pitch is delivered in there for a strike, and the count's going to go to 1-2. Well, nice job by Glockson to come into this game in a bases-loaded jam. Gave up a few runs, but has pitched pretty well. As the tall right-hander looks into his catcher, Makaris, for the signs. Now we'll set and deliver. That one's going to miss outside, and the count's going to go to 2-2. A 2-2 count to Hasegawa. Action down in Team Japan's bullpen. As Glockson, the right-hander, sets and delivers, and it's swung on and missed for strike three. A big strikeout for Team Canada. But Team Japan puts up five runs here in the second and lead this one 9-1, excuse me, as we'll head to the top of the third. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Gatorade is a proud sponsor of the Cal Ripken World Series.
Hey.
Introduces the G-Series,
okay, right
three
out.
Fuels for three stages of the game. Gatorade has evolved. That's G. CBS Sports Network will be covering the final weekend of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series, August 15th and 16th. Admission is free all week long. Head to crws.ripkenbaseball.com for more information and to reserve your free ticket for championship weekend.
10 for 15. 3 for 13. Pitcher number 14 goes to left field. 11 who came in stays in center field, and the pitcher, or excuse me, yeah, the left fielder goes to pitch.
Sean Graves due up here for Team Canada in the top of the third inning as Team Japan leads this one by a score of 9-1. New pitcher for Team Japan is going to be Taiyo Hayashi. As Hayashi comes in from left field and Kawanaka goes into left field. Sean Graves in his first at-bat here in the bottom of the third, or top of the third rather. As he awaits the first pitch from Hayashi. And that one swung on a miss for strike one.
Leading things off for Team Canada is number 17, Kaylin Glockson.
Glockson, the hitter, excuse me, is subbed in for Sean Graves. Glockson lifts a foul ball, and the count's going to go to 0-2. Glockson awaits the 0-2 pitch from Hayashi. He sets and delivers. That one's going to be lined to the right side, but foul. And the count's going to stay at 0-2. Only Hayashi with almost the exact same delivery as his counterpartner, Kawanaka. As he sets and delivers high above his head, and he'll set and deliver the 0-2 pitch here. That one's going to be fouled, and the count's going to stay at 0-2. Hayashi, the right-hander, steps off and will deliver the 0-2 pitch. That one's going to be lined into the right side, but it's going to go foul, and the count's going to stay at 0-2 again. A nice at-bat here by Glockson as he battles here. Stands in there pretty close to that inside line in the batter's box from the right side. Uses all of the plate as Glockson awaits the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be lined back up the middle. A tough play for the shortstop, Shikasta. He'll fire it over to first, just in time for the out. Shikasta with a nice play over there. Had to range up to his left. Had to kind of charge in on that one a little bit. Hit pretty hard by Glockson.
Batter's boxer, Team Canada is number 9.
But that one's going to go down as a 6-3. And Ryan McFarland, the last hitter for Team Canada, digs in here. Hayashi sets and delivers, and that one's going to be over for a strike. Team Japan leading this one by a score of 9-1 in the top of the third. McFarland awaits the 0-1 pitch from Hayashi. That one's going to be in there for strike two. Both coaches for Team Canada on the base pass, still smiling, cheering on their team. As Hayashi will set and deliver the 0-2 pitch to the right fielder, McFarland. It's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. McFarland goes down on strikes, and that's going to turn the lineup card back over for Lucas Freyas.
Now batting for Canada, your leadoff hitter, number 16, Lucas Freyas.
Freyas digs into the box for his second at-bat, struck out back in the first. As Hayashi sets in and delivers the first pitch. That one's going to miss outside for ball one. Well, Team Canada kind of with a cool tribute today is that Matt Lloyd, a member of the 2008 national team, came back here to the Cal Ripken World Series throughout the first pitch today. Lloyd on the junior national team currently. Cool tribute for Team Canada as Hayashi will set and deliver up high, and that one's going to be a ball, and the count's going to move to 2-0. Freyas, the center fielder, awaits the 2-0 pitch. Hayashi sets and delivers. That one's going to be grounded to third base. Okamoto up with this one. A strong throw on over to first for the third out. As Team Canada gets no base runners. Team Japan leads this one by a score of 9-1. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming our honorary team captains joining us from the Bambino League of Charles County. For Team Canada, Bobby Litton. And for Team Japan, Ben Alexander.
For Canada, 13 for 12. Seven for eight. Yeah. And three for nine. And who's supposed to be up first for Japan?
Number.
9-1 game here at Nationals Park in Aberdeen, Maryland, as Team Japan leads this one. Head to the bottom of the third inning. Clocks in out for his second inning of work for Team Canada. 10-run rule after four innings here. As Team Canada looks to stay in it, Glockson sets and delivers the first pitch. That one's outside for a ball.
Now batting for Japan, number four, Janowski Kikuchi.
Kikuchi takes the 1-0 pitch for a strike, and the count's going to move to 1-1. Kikuchi subs in for Yuki Ito. As Kikuchi awaits the 1-1 pitch. That one's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. A nice outside pitch there by Glockson. Delivered some sort of off-speed pitch there. Kikuchi awaits the 2-2, or the 1-2. That one's going to be up high for ball two. Team Canada's catcher electing to call a high fastball there as they try to get Kikuchi to chase it. Locks in, sets and delivers the 2-2. It's an off-speed pitch that's going to be lifted foul. And the count's going to stay at 2-2. A beautiful afternoon here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Clear skies. Several games underway here in the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Opening ceremonies last night. As Glockson sets and delivers the 2-2 pitch, it's going to be lifted foul, and the count's going to stay even at 2. The opening ceremonies took place at 4:30 over at Cal Seniors Yard last night. Cool tribute to all teams. As now home plate umpire Jim Newborn signaling down to his first base counterpart, Dave Master. So we're going to have a little delay here, and I'm assuming there's going to need to be some sort of fielder over in front of the bullpen as Team Japan has a little action down there in the bullpen. A 2-2 count to Team Japan's hitter, Kikuchi. Clocks in, will sit and deliver the 2-2 pitch. It's going to be swung on and fouled, and the count's going to stay even at 2. Well, a nice off-speed curveball there by Clocks in. As now Team Canada's coach telling his catcher to stay low on that one. 9-1 game here in the bottom of the third. Clocks in, the right-hander sets and delivers the 2-2. It's going to be line foul. And yet again, we're going to have a 2-2 count. A nice at-bat here by Kikuchi. One game last night. That one took place at 8 o'clock in Cal Seniors Yard. The 2-2 pitch is going to be line foul. The count's going to stay even at 2. Well, Glockson can't quite get out Kikuchi. Kikuchi doing a nice job to battle here. Glockson trying to work all sides of the plate. He's gone inside, gone outside. Off-speed fastball and just can't quite get Kikuchi. As here's the 2-2 pitch yet again. This one's going to be lined into left field. Down for a hit. As the left fielder comes up to field this one, Gagnon. He'll fire on back into the infield, and Kikuchi delivers a single for Team Japan.
Now batting number one, Shoma Shikasta.
Shoma Shikasta to the plate here for Team Japan. Had a single back in the second. He eventually came around to score. As Kikuchi leads off of first, the throwback over to first, not in time to get Kikuchi. As we await the first pitch to Shikasta. Locks in, the right-hander sets and delivers. Runner breaks for second. The throw down to second is not in time as Kikuchi reaches on a stolen base. Team Japan not afraid to steal. Several stolen bases this evening. Glocks in, the right-hander sets and delivers the 0-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike, and the count's going to go to 0-2. Shikasta, the shortstop for Team Japan, stands in the left side. A shorter player. Sporting a green and black bat. As he awaits the 0-2, this one's going to be chopped over to third. A tough play for the third baseman, Doberthien. He's going to throw this one past the first baseman, Ross. Runner's going to come around to score. And Shikasta is going to stay on first. So a tough play for Doberthien over there at third base. Had to kind of jump up and get the ball. As he's disappointed in himself. And a tough play over there for Caitlin Ross as she had to come off the bag, try to field it.
Now batting number 10.
Going over to the fence on the right field side. And Team Japan leads this one by a score of 10-1. So an E5 on that play. And Shikasta stands on first. The first pitch to Okamoto is going to be in there for a strike. Locks in, looks in to his catcher. He'll look back over to first now, throw back over to first, but not in time to get Shikasta. Well, Shikasta with the stolen base back in the second inning. Then eventually advance over to third on a pass ball and would later score on a hit from Akagi. As now he's going to early break over to second, and there's going to be no throw down there, and it's going to be a strike. So the count's going to go to 0-2. Takioka, the new hitter for Team Japan here instead of Okamoto. Locks in, the right-hander sets and delivers. That one's going to be flowing over to center field. The center fielder advances over it to his right. And Freyers comes up with the catch for the first out here.
Now batting number 2.
Nice play by Team Canada's center fielder. That one hit pretty well, but Freyers able to advance over to his right. Camp underneath it for the first out. As the runner breaks for third base, the catcher is not going to throw it down. And Shikasta over on third base now. Akagi, the hitter for Team Japan. Digging in on the right side. Glockson sets and delivers. That one's going to miss outside. For ball one. A 1-1 count with one away. Team Japan leading this one at 10-1 with a runner over on third. Akagi so far in this contest is a 1-for-1 with a walk. As he lines this pitch to the right side. And the count's going to go to 1-2. Akagi with the single back in the first and a walk back in the second. Had a stolen base as well in the second and has come around to score twice. As Glockson sets and delivers the 1-2, that one's going to be fouled and the count's going to stay at 1-2. Well, Akagi sporting a black and yellow bat. Team Japan, no stranger to bright colors. Got a lot of them over there in that dugout. As Glockson sets and delivers the 1-2, it's going to be grounded over to short. A tough play for Rose, but he can't come up with it. As Shikasta is going to come around to score, and it's going to be a 11-1 ball game.
Now batting number 3, Shun
Fukuda. That one's going to go down as a E6. A tough play for Rose over there at short. Kind of a hard ground ball. Had range to his right. Kind of took a funny hop off of the turf. Glockson sets and delivers the first pitch. That's going to be in there for a strike to Fukuda. Fukuda, the new pitcher for, or the new hitter, excuse me, for Team Japan. As he awaits the 0-1, that one's going to be in there for strike two. Kuda not exactly happy with that call. Kuda subbing in for Yoshihara. As now Glockson sets and delivers the 0-2. That one's going to be in there for strike three. A nice pitch there from Glockson. As he picks up the second out here in the bottom of the third. Two away here in the bottom of the third inning. A runner over on a first. Sakagi leads off. Ozaka waits the first pitch, and it's going to be in there for a strike. Two away here in the bottom of the third, rather. Akagi leads off for first. Glocks in the right-hander, sets and delivers. It's going to be a ground ball to the left side, and that one's going to go foul. And the count's going to go to 0-1.
Now batting for Japan is number 6, Shota Nozaki.
Well, Nozaki is 0-1 rather this evening as he grounded out to the shortstop Rose back in the first and then drew a walk in the second and would later come around to score. As Glocks in the right-hander, sets and delivers. Runner breaks for second. The throw down to second is not going to be in time. So the runner, Akagi, advances over to second. So that one's going to be in there for strike three, rather. Home plate umpire Jim Newborn electing to call that one strike three, so the throw down to second base didn't matter. And Team Japan's going to lead this one 11-1. Stay tuned for more as we'll come back in the top of the fourth and see what Team Canada can do. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Switch to AT&T and get our best ever pricing for families. AT&T is a proud sponsor of the Cal Ripken World Series. AT&T, mobilizing your world. CBS Sports Network will be covering the final weekend of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series, August 15th and 16th. Admission is free all week long. Head to crws.ripkenbaseball.com for more information and to reserve your free ticket for championship weekend. Back here at Nationals Park as Team Japan leads this one by a score of 11-1 as we head to the top of the fourth inning. For Team Canada, due up in the top of the fourth is going to be Melvin Lorenzo, Michael Brisson, and Matt Doberthing. Lorenzo so far in this contest had a double back in the first inning and would later come around to score the lone run for Team Canada. As Team Canada looks to battle back here. Lorenzo awaits the first pitch. That one's going to be in there for a strike. Team Japan with another new pitcher. As the right-hander sets and delivers the 0-1, that one's going to be in there for strike two. An 0-2 count to Lorenzo. Team Canada's number 10, Melvin Lorenzo.
Lorenzo in a second at-bat here in this game. As he awaits the 0-2, that one's going to be a swung on and missed. For strike three, one down here in the top of the fourth. And that's going to bring Michael Brisson to the plate.
Now batting number 19, Michael Brisson.
Brisson awaits the first pitch from the right-hander. That one's going to be in the dirt for ball one. Well, a cool event took place last night in the opening ceremonies as all teams and all fans came together to break the world record for most of bubbles blowing as the 0-1 pitch is delivered in there, and the 1-0 pitch, rather, and that one's going to be a strike. And the count's going to be 1-1. Well, Team Japan playing loose. All smiles out there in the field. As the 1-1 pitch is delivered, that one's going to be low, and the count's going to go to 2-1. Okoto, the new pitcher for Team Japan. As the right-hander sets and delivers. That one's going to miss outside, and the count's going to go to 3-1. So Hayashi's night will be done. Does quick work as Okoto comes in here. The crafty right-hander sets and delivers the 3-1. That one's going to miss low for ball four. And Brizone is going to trot down to first base with a walk. That's going to bring up Matt Doberthien. Doberthien so far this evening reached on a single back in the first. That drove in Lorenzo. As Doberthien looks to do some damage here. The throwback over to first is not in time. ...11-1 ball game here at Nationals Park. As Okoto sets and delivers. That one's going to be lined into right center field. This one could get down. A diving right fielder. Now both outfielders collide. Team Canada's going to hold up the runners over there at third and second. As Doberthien delivers a double for Team Canada. Well, a tough play out there for the two outfielders for Team Japan. As right fielder ranged over and couldn't come up with the diving catch, and the center fielder kind of tripped over him. The ball rolled to the track. As Brisson would move on over to third.
Number seven, Dex Wandler.
And Doberthien over to second. Now Team Japan is going to get a substitution in center field. Most likely an injury precaution. As the center fielder announced, and oh man, gotta come out. Didn't exactly want to come out, but Team Japan's gonna get a new center fielder nonetheless. Well, fans, stream the Cal Ripken World Series from anywhere in the world on your mobile device with the TuneIn app. Just search for SFM Sports Channel 1 and Channel 2 and listen to all 44 games live at the Cal Ripken World Series. As the first pitch to Team Canada's Gagnon is delivered in there for a strike. Gagnon so far in the contest had a strikeout in the first. As the 0-1 pitch is delivered for a strike. That one with some velocity underneath it. The count's going to go to 0-2. Okoto out on the mound smiling. As he works here, the right-hander will deal the 0-2. That one's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. Well, Okoto with a lot of velocity on that fastball. Realized that Gagnon couldn't quite catch up to the first one. So went back to that one there again.
Now batting number 13, Holden Kumiski.
Kumiski, the new hitter for Team Canada here. As he looks to drive in a few runs. The first pitch is going to be in the dirt. A nice block by the catcher for Team Japan. Fukada doing a nice job behind the plate this evening. Came in of substitution of Yoshihara. Sporting the number 8. As Okoto, the right-hander, sets and delivers an off-speed pitch. A beautiful pitch. Count's going to go to 1-1. Okoto with the right-hander sets and delivers, and that one's going to miss just off the outside corner, and the count's going to go to 2-1. Well, Team Canada's third base coach showing his runner over there at third base per zone. Getting a little larger lead, as that one's going to be foul tipped, and the count's going to go to 1-2. Both teams still having fun. The importance of this entire World Series. A 2-1 count to Team Canada's hitter. As that pitch is delivered, it's swung on and missed for strike two. Now the runner over there at third base caught in a pickle. Except that's going to be strike three to Team Canada's hitter. So Team Japan leads this one by a score of 11-1. And that is going to be your ball game via the 10-run mercy rule. So Team Japan takes this one rather easy from Team Canada. Both teams will be back in action yet again tomorrow afternoon as Team Canada will head over to Cal Seniors Yard and play at 3 o'clock against Australia. And Japan will face off against the Dominican Republic at Nationals Park, same location as we are right now, at 3 o'clock. And now we will tune in to the post-game action as both teams line up on the line and get a little recognition from the Cal Ripken World Series. We'll listen in here.
Presenting the award today is Al Solonek, Assistant Middle Atlantic Regional Commissioner for the Babe Ruth League Incorporated and member of the Cal Ripken World Series Task Force. For the visiting team, number 15, the award goes to Matt Doberthine. And for the home team, Japan, the award goes to number 13, Hiroki Yoshihara.
Well, both teams now lining up for a handshake following the Sportsmanship Award here at the Cal Ripken World Series. A good recognition by all staff here at the World Series. Both teams now shaking hands and exchanging a few things. Looks like some type of pin. Good to see all these kids still having fun. Team Canada will be back in action tomorrow, as I mentioned before, as they're going to go head over to Cal Seniors Yard, play at 3 o'clock against Australia. Japan will stay right here at 3 o'clock tomorrow and face off against the Dominican Republic. Well, let's take you back through the action as Team Canada got things going early, as Lucas Freyers would strike out to lead things off in the game, but Melvin Lorenzo would then knock a double to the right center field gap for Team Canada and would eventually later come around to score on a Matt Doberthine two-out RBI single, as Team Canada led it 1-0 after the top of the first, but Team Japan would respond with four runs in the bottom of the first inning as Okamoto got on base via a double to lead things off for Team Japan, and then Akagi would then single as Yoshihara then would double, and then the pitcher Kawanaka would single, and all four of those guys would come around to score eventually. Team Japan would also put up five more runs in the second inning, as Akagi would come around to score his second run of the game. Yoshihara would come around to also score his second run of the game. Nozaka would come around to score his first run of the game via a walk. And Ito would reach on a single in the second and would later come around to score and also had a stolen base in that appearance. Shikasta would round things out for the fifth run in that second inning as he advanced on a stolen base and pass ball and then would eventually come around to score the fifth run of that inning. Team Japan would ultimately finish this one off in the third inning as they put up two more runs. Again, it was Ito and Shikasta. Two runs for those guys both this evening as well. Team Japan giving a bow to their fans and to the field as Team Canada packs up their bags and will look to turn things around tomorrow evening as this one ends on a final score of 11-1. Thank you so much for listening to this broadcast as we will have more action for you in just a little bit. It's going to be the 5:30 game over here at Nationals Park as it's going to be the Southwest facing off against the Maryland State Champs. So we'll see what those two teams can do here at Nationals Park just around the corner at 5:30. Zach Frank will have that call for you as we thank you so much for listening to this presentation between Team Canada and Team Japan. Team Japan, the winners, 11-1 in four innings. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Canada.